The following programming is sponsored by Father James N. Drucker. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Dan Hunt presents Harms, because there is a retired U.S. Air Force captain in the room. Honorable service during Desert Storm. But I guess you should salute from a kneeling position, because although people say he's one hell of a disc jockey, he's also an ordained Catholic priest. Here he is, Philly's doo-wop priest, Father Jim Drucker.
Rock and Roll Reveille is a sole production of Father Jim Drucker's Drucker Music Publishing, Broadcast Music Incorporated.
Welcome to Philadelphia's new show of doo-wop music and the caring for our military veterans, especially in Philadelphia and our listening area. Our show will feature doo-wop music and celebrity recording artists live in studio and by phone. Heard here Saturdays at 4 to 5 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM. Simulcasts also heard on WPEN FM 97.5 HD2.
I'm Doug Satterfield, a retired Brigadier General in the U.S. Army. I'll be joining Rock and Roll Reveille with Father Jim Drucker, the doo-wop priest, today. Stay tuned.
could it be any better than this? Onward, Christian soldiers in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hiya, hiya, hiya. No, I'm not Joey Reynolds. I'm Father Jimmy Drucker from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is show number 35. We have a great show lined up. I have with us in the studio, of course, Billy Carlucci. Say hello to Philadelphia, Billy.
Hello, Philadelphia.
Billy was with, of course, the Essentials and Danny and the Juniors. And Frank Maffei came into our studios to bless us with his presence of Danny and the Juniors' first tenor. Say hello to Philadelphia, Frank.
Hey, Philadelphia and surrounding areas.
And Dr. Savicki, I salute you, sir, Lieutenant Colonel.
And salute right back, Colonel Dak.
And listen, Janine, of course, is with us, our executive producer.
Good to be here.
This is show number 35, and we have today as our special guest a one-star general, Douglas R. Satterfield. He went from private, PVT, E-nothing, to one-star general. We're honored to have him with us today, and Frank Maffei, as we talk music, and we talk military, and we're going to talk, by the way, some of the songs you heard, all the songs were picked for this show by General Satterfield, and he talked about schools that he hated school. We're going to ask the general about that in a few minutes. In the meantime, I want to mention his book, Our Longest Year in Iraq, 1st Cavalry Division Construction Engineers in the Iraq War, 2004 to 2005. We're going to bring him on in a few minutes, but now we're going to go some more music with Danny and the Juniors, a medley and a montage of their hit records on WWDBAM and the Father Jim Drucker Show. And this is Rock and Roll Reveille, number 888-329-3306.
Bye.
A number here in Philadelphia where Jerry Reynolds used to work is 888, not this station, another station, WIBG, with Dick Grimes, Peter Juxon, 888-329-3306. Jerry Reynolds, hiya, 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 Jerry Reynolds, the famed, wonderful, great disc jockey, the best in the world, is on the Jimmy Drucker Show from Kensington and Allegheny.
Well, I'm very privileged. I thought I was talking to Mother... Art told me that this was Father Drucker or Mother Teresa. I don't know. Now, you know, is this a religious show?
It's spiritual.
Oh, I like that. No, I believe that the church and the state ought to get together again. But it's good to be on WW... what is it, D. Biden?
D for Drucker and B for brother.
Biden.
That dad, the boy.
Oh, they were talking about all these political shows. I'm tired of them. I'm glad you're doing this, Jim, because you're taking us on a journey of when I gave myself a hickey so I would show the girls that I was very popular. And it was that music
Joey,
that inspired me.
Joey, Eastern America today, the world tomorrow. WKBW, they don't touch that twister. You'll get a KB blister with Joey Reynolds.
That's right. And you know, it was a wonderful time. And in that song you just played at the Hop, I'll tell you a little story about it. First of all, I'm best of friends with Johnny Madera, who is the producer and the writer of that. I think he co-wrote it.
Now, Joey, you know, hold on 1 second, only because Johnny, can you hop in? Johnny Madera is on the line with us right now from California. Johnny, say hello to Joey Reynolds and to all of us here in the studio at WWDB on that Rock and Roll Reveille. Johnny.
Father Jim, friends.
I have Joey Reynolds with us on the air. Fantastic, huh? What a show. What a knockout show.
My Goomba. Joey, my Goomba.
I was about to tell him your story. See, that was originally called At the Bop, and Dick Clark coined it. I think Johnny called it At the Bop, and then Dick Clark renamed it At the Hop. Is that right, John?
Close.
Yeah, it was really called Do the Bop, and then when it got played for Dick Clark, Dick suggested that the bop was going out of style, and to change it to something about record hops, like At the Hop, and it was his title. That was Dick Clark's title, yeah. So,
John, what about the lyric in there that says, rock and roll is here to stay? What happened?
Well, rock and roll is here to stay actually was from a comedian who was on a TV show. He was being interviewed, and he happened to say that. They were talking about rock and roll, and he said, rock and roll is here to stay. And that's where the title came from.
Yeah, well, I miss it. I was best of friends with Les Paul, and I never played an instrument. I know nothing about music. I just hung around you guys. The only thing I knew about records was to put them on the air. That's all. But it's pretty interesting.
You did.
Now, Jerry Reynolds, I want to remind you, I met you when I was a seminarian back in 1975. You were with Dick Grimes. He was my mentor at my first radio station, WYNS, the nifty 1150, and he taught me so much. He hooked up with you, became your right-hand man, Peter Jackson.
And
he had me. He introduced me to you at KQV, where your friends are. When you left Philly Wibbies, you went to KQV, if I remember. And I met you that day. I was a seminarian, and you kept calling me Padre. You were so nice to me and so friendly. And I was only a second-year seminarian. Here I am, 46 years a Catholic priest, Joey.
Wow. Well, I'm happy you stayed with it because certainly the Catholic religion is the original church.
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And it's a wonderful privilege to talk to you. As a matter of fact, I was thinking of joining the priesthood until I met you.
You weren't supposed to tell anybody about that, Joey, please.
what's the story here with this? I go to the Latin Mass, the traditional Mass, and I think all the churches have the priest facing the congregation now, and they don't do the Latin Mass, you know, which is the priest facing the altar. Now, I like the Latin Mass because the priest does all the work. And the other part I like about it is I took yoga for about 20 some odd years, and I like to meditate. And you know, when you have the Latin mass, since I don't know the language, I sit there and meditate. So do you say mass?
I don't say the Latin mass. I say my own private mass. I'm retired now, Joey. I'm 82 years old. I'm young like you. I'm a young man.
Well, you never retired from the priesthood, though.
Never,
are you?
Of course not. No, I'm doing rock and roll now on radio, and it's so great to have you on there. I can't tell you what a blessing this is. And this show is being taped by Art Volo, radio's best friend, who has taped Jerry Reynolds, Dan Ingram, the Bruce Morrow, Cousin Brucey. And listen, Joey, we have to get on now. My guest today is Douglas Satterfield, a one-star general. And General, I'd like to introduce you to this menagerie in Philadelphia, in WWDB, I can't even say it, and welcome you to the radio and ask you where your roots are from Arkansas. I was stationed with the 314th Combat Support Group in 1987. I was the senior Catholic chaplain. I was the only Catholic chaplain, but that's the title they gave me. So, General, welcome to the show, and I love you, sir, and thank you for your service to our country, sir, and I salute you.
Why, thank you very much. I was expecting you to play the twist, and I would have had to jump up and do something funny. But, hey, it's really an honor to be with such a educated group on songs. I am not smart in that area, but I do know what I like to hear. And I do like that you picked Alice Cooper's song, School's Out, as the first one.
Now, you liked school a lot, didn't you, I think? You enjoyed it so much, right?
I did not. I loved the teachers, but I hated school. I would look outside, I would see the sun shining, and I was like, that's where I want to be. I don't want to sit in a classroom chained to a desk. I was more than happy to get the heck out and go fishing, go hunting, go floating down the river. All those things that a young kid could do back in the 50s and the early 60s in particular. Now, that sounds like a long time ago. It's really not that long ago in my years anyway. But I was certainly happy to every day that school was out. And my favorite year, I think, was 1960 when my birthday was the last day of school in May.
Oh, wow.
That year I was so happy. That was my best birthday present I ever got. But yeah, I did not like school. I got a bunch of schools. I got a bunch of degrees. They really don't mean that much to me. What means a lot to me were the people I met along the way and those I got to know. That's what really matters.
Now, so you're from Arkansas. Tell us a little about your early young life as a child growing up.
Well, very briefly, I was born in Arkansas, but
okay.
I only lived there for a few months. And it was southeast Arkansas. My parents moved across the state line into Louisiana. So I lived in northeast Louisiana for quite some time, a number of years. And that's where I grew up and really went to school there. One of the songs on here, as a matter of fact, is Born on the Bayou by CCR.
Great song. Clearwater Great group.
Revival. Yeah, and I picked that song because, frankly, even though technically I was not born on the bayou, it was just a few miles from the bayou, but that's where I went fishing, that's where I went camping. I was always on a bayou, and it's a kind of place a boy could go and not get into trouble, and that's what my parents, especially my dad, was like, don't get into trouble, and I didn't. I pretty much stayed out of trouble because I stayed away. And did those fun things. And I even did some camping out in those days, which helped me, by the way, later when I joined the Army. But I did grow up, and eventually we moved to Texas. I think I was around 13, 14. It was the first time that I'd ever heard of a dentist, and I actually got to go. And I think I had about a dozen cavities that first visit.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun, of course. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. So it was good. And then I graduated high school in Abilene, Texas, ultimately. We moved around. My dad worked on the railroad. It's kind of like being in the military. You move every 1 to 2 years. And so I got used to moving around. I hated that, too. And that was the other nice thing about being able to go out and do things on my own. Because, you know, you were switching friends every couple of years.
General, why so much moving? Were you a military brat or why?
No, my dad was on the railroad. He was an officer on the railroad.
Okay.
Missouri Pacific Railroad. So every 2 years, they would move him, so the family would pull up roots and move. Mostly the Midwest, mostly. You know, it was all the way from Illinois down all the straight down into Texas and Louisiana area.
General Art Volo is taping our show today. What a blessing it is. And he asked me to ask you if you remember a radio station in Shreveport, KWKH. It was the first station to play Elvis's music. KWKH?
No, I never lived in Shreveport. That's in the southeast part of the state. I was in the northeast part of the state. No, and during that time, during those early years, we didn't have a radio either. So that was kind of out. The only reason I knew anything about a song is my dad had an AM radio in his car, and I was not allowed to touch the dial, but he would play Elvis and turned it up loud whenever it came over the radio. He was an Elvis fan.
And by the way, speaking of AM, I want to get a little plug in with National Association of Broadcasters. They're trying to do away with AM radio. Terrible. So make sure you let your congressmen, your senators, and everybody know. General, we're going to continue with more music. All the songs were mostly picked by yourself, and of course, we're also deferring to Frank Maffei with us of Danny and the Juniors. And this is a song that was a very important song to you. We're going to play it and talk about it in a minute.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute, we'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. Oh, brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name.
General Doc Andy Savicki here. That music is so valuable to us veterans, and I served in Iraq and up in there in Kirkuk in 2007, and I just can't wait to read your book, Our Longest Year in Iraq, and see how many memories it brings back for me. Can you tell me a little bit about that, and also, how the heck did you go from private to general and not get beat up along the way?
Well, I did get beat up along the way, and part of that song by Toby Keith, by the way, I did get a chance to meet Toby Keith in Baghdad at one point. It kind of harks back to my old days. I told you I was like the new kid on the block because we were always moving. I always managed to get my ass whooped because I was the new guy. And I could dish out just about as much as I could get.
You have
I would
to.
Take, but
right.
Yeah, you got to do that. Now, I don't have the street cred that you guys do being in Philadelphia. I was from a town that didn't even have a yellow light to blinking. It had nothing. So. But anyway.
Well, in Philadelphia, we don't even pay attention to the lights.
I hear you. I live in New Jersey now. They don't pay attention there either. But I picked this song because I really liked it. I mean, my view in life is you got to be strong. Mm-hmm. You got to be a good person. You got to be a strong person. Otherwise, you're going to have a real hell of a time. And as a kid, I was out doing my own thing, hunting, fishing, doing that kind of stuff. I was not learning about other people, and that was kind of sort of a downfall. But later, as I got to do that, and later as I was in the Army, I started out and I managed to get up to the rank of Staff Sergeant E6, and I was an infantryman then. And you had to be a real tough guy to be a squad leader. I mean, mm-hmm. you really had mm-hmm. to be. This is post-Vietnam. It's not during Vietnam. But you really had to be tough. And in fact, I was happy to get the heck out of the Army and go back to school. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But you mentioned about how long you're in Iraq.
Yes, please.
You know, my relatives go back to fighting before the Revolutionary War in America. And I don't know, other than that, I really know almost nothing about them whatsoever. So my wife one day said, hey, why don't you write down a few of those things, a few of your experiences? And I did. And they just, the words just tumbled out on a notebook, and I was scribbling it on a notebook, you know, like we all can do. Mm-hmm. And then one day she says, why don't you turn it into a book? And I said, okay, I'll see what I can do. And I had to take some stuff out because it was not for the average person. But and that's what I did. I sent it off. I got it published, and I kind of like it. I had a lot of people read it before I published it, and a lot of military folks to make sure I got a lot of the details right. But I'm ultimately responsible for any errors in the book. And a couple people pointed out a few I managed to correct them, thank goodness.
And, sir, I understand you had six tours in Iraq.
I had, technically from an Army standpoint, 6 months as a tour. But I did 3 years. So I guess I got six combat strikes, but it was three 1 year tours. Is the way it works. So continuously.
Understood.
For a year at a time. Yeah. And that was, you know, my first year is what this one's written about, is that first year. And I can tell you, I was, that was a significant learning experience being in the desert. I'd never really experienced the desert. Fortunately, growing up in the deep South, I was used to heat, but I had never experienced the kind of heat you could get in the Middle East and in Iraq. It's just, you know, they go 6 months and the high temperature is always over 100 degrees.
Sir,
it can be really
General,
rough.
Sir, what year was that when you were there?
I was in Iraq in 04 and 05. Had a few months off. I went back in 6 and 7, and then I went back again in 10, 11.
Now,
all three times, I was an engineer, all three times.
Now, some of the songs you like is a Willie Nelson song. We're going to put you back on the road again right now, General.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Our phone lines are open to calls, 888-329-3306. What a pleasure it is to share a microphone with you, General Satterfield. This is Janine, executive producer of Rock and Roll Reveille. Father Jim shared that you and your wife, Nancy, had to marry twice because of duty. I believe you had the marriage date set, but the Army called you to combat duty in Iraq. Please share this wonderful story of two marriage ceremonies and the love and support of your U.S. Army chaplain friend.
Yes, I had returned from my second tour in Iraq in 07. I was single, so I'm like, okay, let me see what I can do to date. And I met this beautiful young lady in Brooklyn, New York, of all places, with an accent. What an accent she had. And we hit it off, and we set a date of marriage in 2010. And in October, I was called to go back to Iraq a few months prior to that. So we ran down to the Justice of the Peace and got married and in Brooklyn and by the Justice of the Peace. And then I came back on R&R for about 2 weeks back in October on the actual date that was originally scheduled. And we got married in Brooklyn a second time. More of a religious ceremony. Married by a friend of mine, his chaplain bishop is his name. He's a good guy, Methodist chaplain, in the Army. Eventually rose to the rank of full colonel. It was great to know that guy, and it was great to have him marry us while we were there. It was wonderful. So yes, we do. In fact, our official marriage anniversary is actually tomorrow. So great timing on that.
General Centerfield, this is Bill Ercolucci, co-host and singer. I was with Danny and the Juniors and Billy and the Essentials. I understand that you're a fan of AM, of the musical talent of Creedence Clearwater Revival, with this beautiful song. I love it. By the Bayou.
Oh, Born on the Bayou is my favorite. I mean, I love all CCR stuff.
General Satterfield, we have Bobby Riley, probably the greatest veteran advocate on the face of the earth. Bobby, say hello to the Philadelphia audience and WWDB Rock and Roll Reveille, and hello to our wonderful General Satterfield. Sorry.
Hello, Father Jim. Thanks for letting me slip in here in this packed word. The General, I love your picks. And, boy, I'm telling you, that 18-size shoe that Toby had, boy, that put a hurting on a whole lot of butts over there. I'm telling you that.
Now, Bobby, tell everyone, when you were in Vietnam, the years you were in, what your MOS, Military Occupational Specialty job was.
Okay, I was in there 1 year, Independent Artillery Battery, 105 Spitzel Howitzers, 90 seconds out. For the 911 calls from infantry, no other asset could respond to their frantic needs for help. We supported the 101st in the Asheville Valley for 6 months, myself, and then moved up to the 3rd Marine Division on the DMZ overlooking the Benhay River. And that was probably it for the 12 months, the two big divisions we supported, 400,000 rounds. And
Bobby, you're a Philadelphian, am I correct, I believe?
Yes, Philadelphia, Father Judge High School, LaSalle College.
And by the way, Father Judge High School has the second largest death toll of any high school in America of Vietnam veterans. The largest is Edison, where I went to school with the Ecuadorians and the Times. 64 young men gave their lives, and there's a book written by Richard Sand called Edison 64. We're now going to go with our doctor and have a special vignette for you, our veterans in Philadelphia, and all our listening audience. Doc?
Yeah, and you,
And that is Billy Carlucci in The Essentials, one of my heroes. And then we all know there's no atheist in the foxhole. And let me share with you how important prayer is among our veterans. I'd like to share with Father Drucker the 53rd Psalm. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none that does good.
God looks down from heaven upon the sons of men to see if there are any that are wise that seek after God.
They have all fallen away. They are all alike depraved. There is none that does good. No, not one.
Have those who work evil no understanding, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God?
There they are in great terror, in terror such as has no been before. For God will scatter the bones of the ungodly. They will be put to shame, for God has rejected them.
Oh, that thou deliverance for Israel would come from Zion, when God restores the fortunes of his people. Jacob will rejoice and Israel be glad.
We love in the power of our Lord, and we love in the power of each other in supporting our veterans and their families. If there is a need, you need to speak, call me at 856-278-4042 or text 988. Someone will be there.
Hey, everybody, this is Tony Orlando, and you're listening to the Father Jim Show. No other show like it, by the way, on the whole world, right here on WWDB. That's right, the best station that you can ever listen to. Why? Because the Father is giving the blessing.
Thank you, Tony Orlando. Thank you, Joey Reynolds. Thank you, Frank Jordan, hanging in the wings there, Bobby Riley and General Satterfield. He retired. In what year, General, did you retire?
In 14, 10 years ago.
Now, sir, you have received the Distinguished Service Medal, Legion of Merit, 2 Bronze Star Medals. You were also awarded the Combat Action Badge, Air Assault Badge, Drill Sergeant Badge, and the coveted, I know I'm not going to say, Janine, can you say this French word? Silver de Fleury Medal from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers,
sir. Oui, c'est vrai.
That's better than we say it. We say de Fleury, but that's pretty good. So, yeah, that's it's from the Corps of Engineers. It's not an official Army medal. It's a Corps engineer for doing good things for the Corps of Engineers. And that's what I did in college. I went back and got an engineering degrees, a bunch of them, and the Army called me, and I said, sure. I mentioned that I went back and I said, I'm out of here. I'm not doing any more Army stuff. But when I went back to college, they taught me in the Guard to ROTC, and I did that. And so ultimately, I got a commission and went back into the Army. You know, and it was frankly one of the better things for me because it was better because I think I was treated better. So it's a lot better being a lieutenant than it is being a private. Not by much, but it is a tiny bit better. I had a lot more respect as an E6 than as a lieutenant. But I can tell you it was worth the trip, and it was 40 years.
As well as it was for me, sir, that I was a private first class, went from E3 to O3, and I loved being an officer and serving our men and women as a United States Air Force Catholic chaplain stationed over in Desert Storm. So we're going to continue with more music. We have as our guest, I'm so honored, Frank Mathey. I've known 60-some years. Let's hear this song, and we're going to talk with Frank.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have love to remember. On my knees every day, all I do is pray, baby, just for you,
just for you.
Hope you always want me to. Coming home soon. It's maybe
Frank Maffei sang first tenor with David White, Danny Rapp, Johnny Madera wrote all their hits, and Dave co-writer as well. And of course, our dear friend Joe Terranova, Joe Terry. Frank, welcome to Philadelphia Radio and the Father Jim Drucker Show. I love you, my friend.
Hey, man, it's great to be here with you, Jimmy. We've known each other for 60 years, and I followed your career. You were a booking agent. You were a singer. You were a priest. You did everything.
Frank, I go back to the Schubert Building. I tell everybody, the Schubert Building was the Brill Building of Philadelphia. Jerry Ross was there. You were there. Johnny Madera, David White, the Dovells.
That's right, 250 South Broad Street.
My God, what memories, Frank. Share your thoughts being on the road with Joe and with Dave and with Billy Carlucci. Jump in here, Billy. Come on, you're one of the juniors.
Frank and I had a ball. Kidding me? We had a great time.
I mean, you know, we did it for like 60 years.
So. Wow, my God.
And, you know, that song you just played, On the Road Again, that was us, man. We were all over the place.
We were all in that van.
And I really miss, you know, I'm almost 85 now, so.
God bless you, Frank.
I really miss performing live, but, man, I can't travel anymore. I can't run around.
I remember Richie Grasso giving me tickets to go to the Tropicana in Atlantic City. That's when the casinos hit, and Latin Casino was crushed because of the casinos. I call it BC before casinos.
That's right.
That was a great, great club. But I went there, and I saw, and I can't, Mike Dana was there, and I went backstage to say hello to you and Joe and everyone. And a cute little story, I went backstage to meet Jerry Gross, whom I've known for many years. He was the first guest of my first show in November here at Rock and Roll Reveille. And I remember I said, fellas, Richie Grasso sent me to give you a blessing. And Mike and Jerry says, Father, we're Jewish. I said, I'll tell you what, let's make it a Jewish-Catholic blessing.
Aye, aye.
But
that was a Bowser show, right, Frank?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, it's a while back, and I think it was, but I'm not quite sure. Yeah, well,
I remember all those girls dancing.
Do you have any special memory of any special time? You were at any gig somewhere that something happened special that you'd like to share maybe on the air?
Well, there's some that I can't share on the air. But, you know,
tell us those stories about, remember, with Eddie Fisher?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, Eddie Fisher, we were on a
Philly
tour.
Boy. Another Philly boy.
We were on a tour with him and
Tiny Tim
and
Georgie Jessel.
Oh, yeah, you were there. You know what it's like. So anyway.
We had a lot of fun. It was.
So Eddie Fisher didn't like riding on the bus with everybody. So
okay.
He got Danny to be his personal chauffeur, and Danny drove him all over the country.
That's Danny Rapp of Danny and the Juniors, of course. So he became a chauffeur, Danny.
Yeah.
So, little short Irish fella.
Yeah, he and you know Danny, he was a wonderful singer. I must admit,
wow,
we would not have had success without that kind of cute sound of his voice.
They say he had adenoids, and that's why they sometimes when I'm that song has got to be the greatest a cappella song that any a cappella group, any rock and roll singing group sings that song as an honor to Danny, Frank Maffei, and the Juniors.
Well, the doctors wanted him to get a tonsillectomy, and an adenoid ectomy, but he never would because he was afraid it was going to change his voice.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
So he suffered with colds and what do you call all kinds of respiratory problems.
Well, let me ask you, how about your thoughts of Dick Clark? You did the show so many times.
Yeah, we were on there over 100 times. And, you know, we got to be friends with him, his wife, his kids, all the kids on the show. And we even after he moved out to California, we would go out and work. He would do gigs in those days, Dick Clark.
And the Caravan of Stars you were on then, all around the country?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he would do, like, club gigs, like, at the I can't remember. What's that hotel?
The Marina Hotel.
Yeah, Los Marina. Yeah, he featured us in that show at the Marina. But I'm talking about the one in Reno, you know, where
with Frankie Avalon.
We went to his house, and he cooked us a barbecue. And actually, it was working at a casino, so they just delivered the ribs to him, and he put them on the grill and handed them out.
You know what, Frankie? Let's go back to the hop. What do you think right now?
All right.
General, please tell everyone how they can obtain your book, The Longest Year in Iraq, 1st Cavalry Division, Construction Engineers in Iraq War, 2004 to 2005, my friend.
Well, by the way, The Hop, one of my favorite songs, didn't make my list, but one of my favorite songs. And by the way, it's great to be on with you guys. It's like back in history time frame.
Sure.
Anyway, my book, you just go to Amazon, type my name in, Doug Satterfield. You don't even have to say Douglas R. Just say Doug Satterfield. It'll pop up along with my other book. They're there. They're fairly inexpensive. I think they're like 10 bucks or something like that. So it's worth a read. Everybody tells me they like it because every page is a story, a different story.
And by the way, the number here, things, General, not to interrupt you, the number is 888-329-3306. If we have a veteran call in, General Satterfield would like to give you a gift of the book. Give us a call at 888-329-3306.
General Satterfield, Father Jim shared that you watched the film The Alamo, and you said this song was played as a backdrop as the sole survivors of the Battle of the Alamo depart the fortress after the Mexican army kills its defenders to the last man. You also shared with Father Jim that this song will be played at my funeral.
Sowing the green leaves of summer are calling me home. 'Twas so good to be young then in the sea.
I can't tell you how great it's been. It's such a short hour. Jerry Reynolds, are you with me, sir? I love you. You're the greatest. You should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What's the matter with them? Are they crazy out of their minds, Jerry Reynolds?
I am in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, the Radio Hall of Fame, the Radio Hall of Fame, Joey.
Thank you for your patriotism. It's wonderful. It's lovely to hear somebody who has served our country so beautifully and still had a great ear and eye on radio and broadcasting. Thank you so much.
Joey, I love you, and I hope I can get your number, give you a call. I want to talk to you off the air and have you do a promo for me for my shows, future shows, please.
Can I say one other thing?
Sure, absolutely.
Can you hear my confession?
That'll be 3,000 Hail Marys, 585,000 Our Fathers, and come back and see me, and maybe you'll get absolution. Joey Reynolds.
Thank you, Joey.
Jump in, General. Jump in. Jump in, Bobby Riley. Jump in, Frank Jordan. By the way, Frank Jordan's with us, who was with the famous Jordan brothers.
Okay,
jump in,
I think
Frank.
I need a couple novenas, Father. Is that good?
How about you, Frank Jordan? Say hello to Joey Reynolds, Frank Maffei. Okay. Oh, Frank dropped off.
Frank.
He was the whole thing.
Hey, Joey, love you, babe. I love being with you guys because you make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
Well, you know, I ended one of my little broadcasts the other day. I said, let's not get too crazy here, but I'm older than Biden, and I got my mission cut out for me, which is to tell everybody that it's not about age; it's about age.
Joey,
we have lived through the great times of this country, and there's going to be more of them. So be of good cheer.
Joey, I want you to do an outro for Father Jim Drucker, Philadelphia's doo-wop priest. Will you do that for me, sir? We have an underbed of Beethoven behind us. Joey Reynolds, please.
This is Joey Reynolds, and I'm a good fan of Father Jim Drucker. I knew him when he was a nun.
Hi, this is not Jerry Reynolds. This is Father Jimmy Drucker from Philadelphia. Remember to tune in next week. We're going to have Bruce Balland of the Four Preps on with us. We're going to be talking about 26 miles to Catalina. I love you all. Everybody say goodbye. Frankie, say hello. Goodbye, everybody. Love you, Joey. Thank you, Joey, for being here.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, Philly.
God bless you all.
God bless America.
Goodbye, everyone. God bless. Bye.